This is HPR episode 2324 entitled, OpenSUSE 2017, and Ubuntu 16.04. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, performance of Ubuntu 16.04 on my MS Surface tablet, and brief review of OpenSUSE 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good day, and welcome to the podcast today. My name is JWP, and today I wanted to talk to you about a little bit about the OpenSUSEcon, some of my experiences with my Windows Surface tablet since I put Ubuntu 16.04 on it and made it into a desktop, even though it's sort of like a tablet. A couple of weekends ago, I went to OpenSUSEcon, and it was in Nuremberg at the ZBAU, and this OpenSUSE folks put on a great show. They had a Brazilian barbecue one night and some nice lunches there. It was extremely well organized. I'm not sure if it's going to be in Prague next year, if it's going to be back at the ZBAU, but in any case, it was a great, inexpensive weekend, and it was all open source. And of note, that new container OS, cubes or something, that the OpenSUSE folks came out with, that's really, really, really interesting. Of course, it spins off of SUSE's container as a service kind of thing, but it was a great thing. They had the European FSF guy and the CEO of Salt come and talk, and there was a lot of own cloud people there talking about different own cloud stuff. Of note, the GNOME project was there, and they gave a pretty interesting PC there. It was a little gamer PC that originally had Windows 10 on, from a company called WinGPG. And it had like some embedded joysticks and a keyboard right there. I went online, and it's still a little much for me. It's 285 euros for the device. But it, since I have a touch device in the Surface, I was looking to see what would happen when Unity finally goes away. I probably won't move it away from Unity until the last of the last. Speaking of Unity, I've been running it. I never ran that the tablet, 12, 13, 14 days in a row. And I like to fool around with the HTOP, and I had noticed that it had gotten up with no applications open up into, say, about the 850 to 900 megabyte range with no applications open. And I don't have like Dropbox or anything like that installed. It's just flat out stock Ubuntu 16.04. I thought that was a little high. So I said, well, maybe I'll reboot. And I rebooted, and it was only 50 megabytes difference. And then I immediately opened VNC and watched a video. And then it went up to over a gigabyte. And it didn't go down. Let me check it right now, see how it's doing now. So with me doing Audacity right now and the Software Center open, then it's got 1.8K gigabyte right now, but it's moving quite well. It just has a lot of memory, and out of the 4 gigabyte used right now, and the CPUs are all pretty low. Only one core is really at 23%, and that's with me talking with Audacity right now. So yeah, it does seem to be a little Unity does seem to be a little more memory hungry than my normal XFCE Mint that I use, or Lubuntu or Zubuntu that I would normally use. It's pretty much on par though when I was using KDE Neon. Okay, well, to sum it up, I'm really enjoying using this MS Surface with Ubuntu 16.04. It's been over a year now since I booted into the Windows partition and updated it. We're getting ready to go on vacation, and it's going to be a complete vacation experience. It's going to be our only computing device device or on the vacation. We're going 6 weeks to the States, and so it's going to be the only one. And I really had a great time at OpenSUSEcon. They really did a fantastic job of throwing a great show, and I look forward to the SUSEcon, the enterprise version of it, in May. As always, thank you so much for your attention. This is JWP. You can reach me at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.